This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he will pursue an executive order to encourage police departments to meet the most current professional standard for the use of force. He's also accusing Democrats of broadly brandishing police as the problem, or branding them as the problem. Mr. Trump is defending his calls on governors and mayors to aggressively quell violent protests, boasting that they're dominating the street with compassion. The president offered few details about the yet-to-be-formalized order during a discussion on race relations and policing before a friendly audience in Dallas. But it amounts to his first concrete proposal for police reform in response to the national outcry following the death of George Floyd. Following days of violent confrontations with protesters, police in Seattle, Washington, have largely withdrawn from part of a neighborhood where protesters have created a festival-like scene that has President Donald Trump fuming. Mr. Trump taunted Governor Jay Inslee and the mayor, Jenny Durkin, about the situation on Twitter and said the city had been taken over by anarchists. He said to take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will, in a tweet. The president continued his complaints in an interview with the Fox News channel, saying that if we have to go in, we're going to go in. These people are not going to occupy a major portion of a great city. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone stretches over a couple of city blocks and sprung up after police on Monday removed barricades near the East Precinct and basically abandoned the structure after officers used tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbangs over the weekend to disperse demonstrators they said were assaulting them with projectiles. This is VOA News. Louisville, Kentucky has banned the use of a controversial no-knock warrant and named the new ordinance for Breonna Taylor. She was fatally shot by Louisville officers who burst into her home in March. The city's Metro Council unanimously voted Thursday to ban the controversial warrants after days of protest and calls for reform. Taylor was shot 8 times by officers on March 13th, conducting a narcotics investigation. No drugs were found at her home. Her mother said that the new law will save lives. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has introduced federal legislation that would ban the use of warrants nationwide, these specific types of warrants. The field of economics is facing an upheaval with African-American scholars decrying bias in the profession and presenting evidence that leading journals have failed to publish sufficient research that documents racial inequalities. This tumult reflects racial dynamics at a delicate moment set against the backdrop of protest over the police killing of George Floyd that have thrust varying forms of bias into public consciousness. The videos have illustrated police brutality against African Americans and others. The extent of racially driven economic problems is often less recognized. U.S. President Donald Trump has cited the 5.8% unemployment rate for African Americans before the pandemic struck as evidence of improving racial equality. Black community and political leaders called on President Trump to at least change the Juneteenth date for an Oklahoma rally, kicking off his return to public campaigning, saying that the plan for a rally on that day marks the end of slavery in America comes as a slap in the face. Trump campaign officials discussed in advance the possible reaction to the Juneteenth date, but despite fierce blowback, there are no plans to change it. From Senator Kamala Harris of California to Tulsa civic officials, black leaders said that it's offensive for President Trump to pick that day, June 19th, and at that particular place, Tulsa, Oklahoma, because it's a city that in 1921 was the site of a fiery and orchestrated white-on-black killing spree. Globally, there are more than 420,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19, and in the United States, nearly 114,000. The number of confirmed infections is more than 7.5 million globally and more than 2 million in the United States. States do continue to roll back lockdowns, but the coronavirus is not done, with the U.S. cases rising in nearly half the states, according to Associated Press analysis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.